With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Clearly outraged by attacks on civilian targets in Israel, the Israeli defense minister says Iran's supreme leader cannot continue to exist. Iranian missiles slammed into a large hospital in southern Israel overnight. A high-rise apartment building in the Tel Aviv area was also targeted.
One of those missiles hit here, this residential neighborhood in the city of Holon near Tel Aviv. And the authorities are saying that the missile landed between these two buildings. The top section of that four-story building partially collapsed. There is some damage in nearby houses as well. So I think it shows that Iran continues to have the ability to carry out these attacks.
The BBC's Hugo Bishega. Israel struck an Iranian heavy water reactor this morning, the latest attack on the country's sprawling nuclear program. President Trump says he remains undecided about ordering a U.S. military strike on Iran.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Mr. Trump says his decades-old message remains the same. Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Summer officially arrives tomorrow, and right on cue, temperatures are soaring across the country from Vegas all the way up into the Northeast, where humidity levels are making it feel even more uncomfortable. Hurricane Eric has slammed into Mexico's western state of Oaxaca. Forecasters upgraded Eric to an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane before backing it down to a Cat 3, maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 219 points. This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
Human Rights Watch has issued a report saying that the country's draconian blasphemy laws are being misused to persecute Christians and other religious minorities. The report also accuses the government of Pakistan of inciting mass violence against Christians so as to seize their land and other property. Pakistan is 96% Muslim and is ranked number 8 on Open Door's annual list of the countries where persecution of Christians is worse.
SRN's Michael Harrington. British lawmakers have voted to decriminalize abortion. This will make abortion rights up to the moment of birth legal in the United Kingdom. The House of Commons approved an amendment to a broader crime bill that would bar the prosecution of women who take steps to end their pregnancies at any stage. The measure next goes to the House of Lords, where it can be delayed but not blocked. The Society for the Protection of Unborn Children warns that unborn babies will now have any remaining protection stripped away. This is SRN News. The Fed's keeping its key rate unchanged.
It marks the fourth straight meeting where the Federal Open Market Committee has kept its interest rate between 4.25 and 4.5%. The Fed assesses the economy is expanding at what it calls a solid pace while still hedging against inflation, which it forecasts to trend upward, while also factoring in its expectation of an upward tick in the unemployment rate and a decrease in economic growth. The Fed's rate often influences consumer costs for mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and business loans. George Williams, Washington.
And across the pond, the Bank of England is keeping its main interest rate at the two-year low of 4.25% as fears grow that the conflict between Israel and Iran will escalate. Today's decision by the bank's 9-member Monetary Policy Committee was widely expected. Inflation in the UK now running at about 3.4%. More details at srnnews.com.